I think there are a few themes that have come out from the topics presented in the last hour, and one of them is governance. I think this, in terms of one of the challenges or one of the most critical things for us to be focused on right now, and I think also this idea that we do talk about emerging technology, it is not emerging, it is amongst us, and that speaks, Anya, to the point that you just raised now about people are every day immersed and surrounded and utilizing a lot of powerful technology without necessarily understanding the consequences or the implications of certain things. So I think one of the challenges for us right now, particularly to balance this 50-50, is education and awareness. Digital literacy is as critical as the technology and the positive possibilities that come with that. And so as we find 50% of the population onboarding and maybe leapfrogging, then I think the framework from governance point of view, and I come back to my earlier point in terms of architecture, we need to be imagining what the world looks like 50 years from now, 100 years from now, and thinking about what the fundamental architectural frameworks that need to be in place. And Konstantinos talked about what is happening with ethics and standards and these frameworks that are helping us look from a governance perspective. But I think the critical thing is, if we're onboarding to new technologies, then we need to at the same time be looking at trust issues, transparency issues, the ability for people to actually understand the implications and the consequences of utilizing those technologies. And I agree with many of the speakers, for many of the harms, there are also amazing possibilities for society. But if we don't start to understand at least the need for governance, so that there is some transparency, so that we can start to shape and correct this connected infrastructure. And Dimitri spoke about this in terms of SCADA systems, process control systems, so systems that turn on everything in and around a city and society. We expect to understand how those types of things work, to regulate our water, to regulate our electricity, to regulate traffic flow. We have designed those systems with governance, with control mechanisms, with transparency, and with traceability. But we are actually not necessarily taking those same disciplines into the type of pervasive technology that is in and around our homes, out the things we wear, and certainly the types of connected toys or tools that children have access to very early in life. And so I think the key thing here is around transparency and governance, and transparency and governance will help us self-correct. And then I think the other important thing, as we are bringing 50% of the population online, is we need to be thinking about the types of data sets for training. And so if we are day zero with connecting a particular part of society, then having the historical data that may have trained a system to operate at an optimal level may not exist. And so we need to be thinking about, well, what is the day zero data used for training? And then we need to think also of the cultural implication of that, because one of the dangers that I see every day in our work is that we sometimes take something that works within a particular cultural or societal framework, and that just because that data is available, use that in another context without understanding the potential consequences that has to culture, learning, and the ability to assimilate. And so I think if we are thinking of accelerating the remaining 50% without the right governance, without transparency, and without the right day one zero data training sets, then I think we will also increase the number of issues that we must tackle with in society, at an exponential rate.